Good morning. How good it is, as always, to be in this place in a spirit of worship on this third Sunday of Advent, if you can believe it. We are celebrating and lifting up the Advent gift of joy this week, and what a joy it is to be together today. As always, a welcome to all of you, but a special welcome to those of you who are visiting with us, and in particular, those who might be here with us for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping with us here at St. John's, we invite you to fill out a card that looks like this, that is at either end of your pew, and then on your way out, place it in the basket on the bench to the right of the door. This is just some helpful basic information for us to stay in touch so that we can get to know you a bit better, so that you can get to know us a bit better, and we can build a relationship with one another. And it is important that all of you know that no matter who you are and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are and, most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome to all. It would not be December without some announcements. So, of course, we have some things coming up in the days and weeks ahead, lots of things to look forward to. The first of which is that in the midst of our Christmas season, particularly after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's, we like to pay special visits to those members who, for a variety of reasons, are not able to come worship with us on a Sunday morning, our homebound members. We are looking to build the ranks of our visitors. So if you are able and willing and ready to visit some people or even just one person in the course of that week to deliver a poinsettia and a nice homemade card from our stampers, please contact the church office. You can speak with me or Pastor Dale. We're looking to kind of, like I said, build the ranks to visit our homebound members. So if that's something that interests you, please contact Lisa in the office or Dale or myself. Printed in your bulletins today, paying special attention, there is a thank you for our White Gift Sunday that happened last week. As I said in the writing, it is a work of many hands and hearts, so we are grateful for all who were present and participated or were behind the scenes, making sure everything ran smoothly from collecting the gifts to delivering the gifts. It is certainly not a one-man show, so lots of thanks for that experience last week. This week, after church, there will be fellowship time, and I believe that Cliff Knipe is sponsoring his annual Yum Yum party. So there are donuts happening downstairs after church. Please save me one, but please enjoy after church. Head downstairs for a time of fellowship. Also happening after worship this morning is our confirmation gathering that will happen in the library after you get your donuts, of course, so looking forward to that. Next Sunday, after our 10:15 worship service, we will be having a new member gathering. If you are interested in becoming a member, not quite there yet, and just want some more information, that is a great place to find yourself. It'll be around 11:45 or whenever we finish up in the library. And this is my weekly reminder to keep reading your Heralds and Enlighteners, our publications that come out. Particularly this week's Herald has a lot of information about a lot of the worship services in the weeks ahead, including next Sunday, the 18th, our longest night service, which is also advertised on the back of your bulletin. And then there's information about our two Christmas Eve worship services, our Christmas Day virtual service, and our in-person gathering on New Year's Day. So it's chock full of information and times and dates and all sorts of stuff. So I'm going to trust that you will pay attention to that in the weeks ahead. And for our last announcement, I'm going to have Andrew come forward.
Good morning, everyone. In the spirit of the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol, I have three announcements, one from Christmas past, one from Christmas present, and one from Christmas future. First, Christmas past. Today in worship, we will be singing the Advent hymn, Prepare the Royal Highway, after the sermon. While this hymn may be new to you, it is one of the most cherished hymns of my past. I knew that I wanted to introduce a new Advent hymn to you this year, and as I began to plan out what would be sung, it became clear that this was the Sunday and time for Prepare the Royal Highway. You just heard the handbell choir play the hymn during the prelude, and you'll hear it again as a triumphant march during the postlude. When it is time for the hymn to be sung, simply follow along in the bulletin. The choir will sing the first stanza, and you are invited to join in after. I hope this hymn brings you as much Advent joy and excitement as it does to me, and that it becomes yet another hymn in our Advent repertoire here at St. John's. Next, Christmas present. Today at 4 p.m. is Christmas Rose, the 2022 St. John's Artist Series Christmas Festival. You may have noticed the chairs and platforms in the transept. It's not a mistake, they're supposed to be there. As after today's service, the chancel will be transformed into continuous risers that will hold just under 90 choir members. That, along with organ and an 18-person brass ensemble, will make for an afternoon that you do not want to miss. Our theme this year is Christmas Rose, focusing on the promise that this season brings, that hope blooms in a world that desperately needs it. The concert is free, and all are welcome. I hope to see you at 4. And finally, Christmas Future. For those of you that are long-term planners, I'll be giving a concert at Longwood Gardens at 3 p.m. on Sunday, March 12th of 2023. Why announce this today, you may ask? Deb Hendricks has coordinated a bus with discounted tickets that will take you to and from St. John's and Longwood Gardens on that day. For additional information or to reserve a spot, you can find Deb during fellowship time, today after worship. Whether it's Christmas past, present, or future, thank you for your role in making this such a special time to worship at St. John's.
Lots to be present for and to look forward to. We now have an opportunity to take a deep breath, which I'm going to encourage you all to join me in doing. As we breathe in, we are very aware of God's presence that fills this place and fills each one of us. As we exhale, we very intentionally set aside the many things that are busying our hearts and minds, especially in the midst of this season. And I want to encourage all of us to be very present, to be very aware of God's presence as we join our hearts and minds and voices in worship this morning. At the height of our Advent journey, we pause to think of joy. We are choosing to center our lives around the light of joy. We light this candle today to symbolize the joy that comes when we recognize and rely upon God as our strength, our hope, and the source of all love. We anticipate the day when joy is born among us. And even amid the cheer of this season, we long for a joy that stays and lasts and abides with us. Grant us the courage and mindfulness to speak and experience that which is deeper and fuller than happiness, true joy, joy in the face of apathy, joy in the face of sorrow, joy in the face of uncertainty. Amen. Let us join together to confess our sins by praying the prayer that is printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Gracious God, we come to you this day in need of the gift that we celebrate on this third Sunday of Advent, the gift of joy. As we scurry around making last-minute preparations for Christmas, the temptation to give into the stress, anxiety, and hurriedness of this season is strong. In the midst of this, we pause to think of Mary, who could have very easily given in to worry and fear, but instead held fast to joy and bore your son Jesus into a chaotic and broken world. Forgive us for seeking happiness in shallow places, and help us to embrace the deep and abiding joy that can only come from a deep knowledge of your love for us and your hope for the world. Amen.
The journey from confession to forgiveness is a journey from darkness into light. It's a journey from being lost to being found. It's a journey from captivity to experiencing freedom. People of God, we have confessed, and having done so, we are assured that confession is heard, is honored, and we are forgiven by a God who is gracious and loving and abundant. The good news of God, we are forgiven. Amen.
Please be seated.